This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. About a year and a half ago, leaders at a Milwaukee co-working space called Ward 4 were planning an event called Women's Entrepreneurship Day. They believed it was important to connect women just starting out in an often solitary environment with mentors and others who've learned important lessons in their careers. Quickly, they figured out they were onto something as the day grew into a full week's worth of events.
Next week, the second annual Women's Entrepreneurship Week will feature an even heavier schedule. Community curator is Kenzie Enright's title at Ward 4. She and Excelity Marketing's Jenny Whedon are both heavily involved in the week and join us in the studio this morning. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So originally this was supposed to be Entrepreneurship Day when it was dreamed up like a year and a half ago. Did it surprise you that the demand for what you do was so great that it grew to Entrepreneurship Week and got even bigger in the second year?
Yeah, and I think the awareness that there are so many women entrepreneurs was surprising as well.
Yeah.
And that was really what called us to create this entire week of events, because we truly can't fit all of the women entrepreneurs in one day. I mean, we can't even in one week, but we're doing our best job, you know?
Well, and Jenny, why does this set of events resonate so strongly with you?
Well, I work for a woman entrepreneur. I work for Jackie Steinmetz at Excelity Marketing. And, I mean, she's been just a really influential person in my career and just within the community. And
yeah, talk about your own journey in this way. What kind of challenges did you face, and how has working for, say, a woman-owned company made the difference for you?
Well, I mean, I started out in sales and then moved to marketing at a mid-sized business. And I had worked at a Fortune 100 business as well and really just didn't find that I was making a lot of moves in my career, that I wasn't really progressing. So I had been connected with Jackie through a friend of mine who was a colleague, and it really just kind of opened my eyes up to not only working for a startup and working for a woman entrepreneur, but just the startup scene in general in Milwaukee is so amazing. And to see all
of these. Yeah, that it exists is the crazy thing, right?
And to see all of these female entrepreneurs, these women entrepreneurs coming together, I think we don't realize how many big players are making moves in the community right now.
Yeah, and our women.
Yeah.
We do not call enough attention to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, is there something to be said for the fact that it is so strong, and yet, you know, the size of the community is still small enough that you know, you can make these one-to-one kinds of connections?
Yeah. And the purpose of some of the events are to, you know, inspire change in female entrepreneurs' careers, kind of find that motivation as well. Because I know when I came into the startup industry, just the business industry in general, it's a very male-dominated space. I'm often the only woman in the conference room that I'm sitting in. But when I see another woman walk in, that's rather than feel like that competitiveness that you have to feel, it's like
encouraging.
Support. Yeah, it's like empowering to one another. And I think the women that we've been planning this event with have really, that's really struck them. And it's just really a lot of supporting one another and growing a strong community.
I mean, we even have an event during the week that is about building a wolf pack, I think it's called.
Yeah. So it's like holding a woman accountability group.
Why is that such a key part of the equation?
Yeah. So we had an event planning meeting. So that was a few weeks ago, and it actually brought in about 40 women. The women were talking about what they wanted to see in terms of events, what they wanted to do. I kind of opened it up to just say, like, what would you like to see? And someone raised her hand, and she said, what can we do to make this go on after the event is finished? You know, how can we continue this community? How can we continue building one another up, highlighting one another's success, supporting one another? And then this woman raised her hand and said, I know how. I'm in a wolf pack. And we were all kind of laughing. And she was like, no, I'm in a wolf pack. We all just really support each other. It's an accountability group. So I would love to host a workshop where we teach other women to help hold each other accountable and help inspire one another. So that's going to be one of the biggest workshops that we have during the week.
You know, you say you were fortunate enough to work for a woman entrepreneur, but is there something that the entrepreneurs and the would-be entrepreneurs who go through this week can bring to work in environments where they might still be working in a male-dominated field?
Absolutely. I think we're having an emerging talent panel, which is going to be really good for that cause specifically. Jenny's actually one of the panelists. I think anyone hearing her story of just entering the startup world in general would be inspiring and give them tools that would equip them to be successful in their community.
Can you, again, going back to your experience, how are things different in terms of, you know, what you're able to accomplish and essentially how the workplace works for you in working in your current environment versus your experience in, as you say, a Fortune 100 company?
I think that working at a startup and working for a woman entrepreneur, but especially, I mean, just even working at a startup in Milwaukee versus working at a larger business gives you so many more opportunities for growth. I have learned more in the last 2.5 years than I probably learned in my entire life in regards to just business and being a professional and really just growing with the business. And you do get to really own that business, even though you're not a partner or an owner. You have a really large hand in what happens at startups.
Yeah, and I think you can see a direct impact of your work on the company and
for
how
sure.
it does, which is so powerful.
When we hire new employees, I tell them that they are owners in the company, that they
awesome.
Have a direct impact in everything that happens. So versus working at a larger company where I'd bring ideas and they wouldn't get past a manager. Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying, but it was a cute effort. But, you know, you can just see the impact way more, for sure.
Where do things like, I know this was part of the menu last year also, things like headshots and self-defense workshops come in when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so those are two very separate things. The headshots, we thought going through women that are going through like a hiring process or looking to start their own companies, a lot of them don't have professional headshots. So it's really just like it's the tiniest thing, but it's a huge perk to a woman that either wants to update their headshot or like update their LinkedIn, kind of have like a more professional look. So we just – that's like one of the tools that you can use to – that you can use to equip themselves better. But the self-defense workshop, that's funny that you bring that up because it's one of the my favorite things that we're doing. It's a women-owned company. So she started a self-protection agency for women, and she goes to a lot of businesses. But I think it's just instilling that confidence in yourself and kind of – they were like, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel a lot
I'm
more
confident.
Definitely
going.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
sure
great. It's
going
to be –
going to that one.
And then if you think about the atmosphere in general, like whether or not you learn something so important, but you're with a bunch of women that are there to, you know, like learn something and equip themselves. And it's going to be a really cool atmosphere, I think.
What career stage are you expecting in most of the people who take part in this to be in?
It's, I think, going to be a lot of everywhere.
Yeah. If it'll vary for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because we have those startups and we have freelancers and, you know, those digital nomads. But we also have, I mean, with our sponsor, with Northwestern Mutual being involved, they're going to draw in a crowd of more professional, you know, corporate professionals.
Right.
I think
so there is something in it even if you aren't working in kind of a small startup space.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's not just – I mean, it's Women's Entrepreneurship Week, but that doesn't mean that you have to be
a woman.
Even a woman.
Yeah.
You could be supporting women entrepreneurs. You could be working for one or
I wonder if thinking
one.
About entrepreneurship even within the context of a big company like Northwestern Mutual or another big company, you know, maybe entrepreneur doesn't mean starting your own business. Maybe entrepreneur means starting your own idea within that bigger business.
Yeah. And that's the way that we're kind of looking at it is we were actually for the emerging talent panel, Jenny was saying like, I don't know if I'm necessarily an entrepreneur. I don't know if I should be on that. But I think we're taking the word entrepreneur and just looking at the innovation within it and the innovation that someone brings personally to that. So it's more of a blanket statement than it is specifically to a certain field, a certain industry. And we'd like to make that as inclusive as we possibly can. My biggest takeaway, and I know Jenny feels the same, is the overwhelming amount of help that we're receiving from other women and enthusiasm about that help and wanting to, you know, volunteer, wanting to like help set up the name tags, do those little things.
I think that just speaks to the need of this event.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, Kenzie Enright and Jenny Whedon, thank you both so much for your time. Best of luck this coming week.
Thank you
so
much. Hope to see
you
at some of the events.
Yeah.
Kenzie Enright is community curator at Ward 4, which is organizing next week's Women's Entrepreneurship Week events. Jenny Whedon is also playing a role. She's marketing manager at Excelity Marketing. You'll find a link to more information at WUWM.com.